A U.S. Senate bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act is dead. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today canceled a planned vote after too many Republicans declared they would not support the Graham Cassidy bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski has been seen as a pivotal vote because she helped block a repeal bill this summer. But as of this evening, she's still not clearly saying how she would have voted on Graham Cassidy.
Everybody wants to know, what would you have done? You know what? The real question is what do we do? What do we do now?
This week was the deadline to pass the health care bill as part of the budget, which would have required just 50 Senate votes. Under Senate rules, the usual threshold is 60. Now that the calendar pressure is off, Murkowski says the Senate should hold bipartisan hearings and construct a health care bill that can be thoroughly studied. She says she likes the central idea of Graham Cassidy, that states would have more flexibility and control over their health care dollars.
Can I get behind an idea like that? Yeah. But is the devil in the detail? Yes. And so were we there yet? No.
She says she wasn't convinced the bill had adequate protection for people with pre-existing conditions or a strong ban on the return of lifetime limits for insurance claims. The bill's sponsors tried to sweeten the bill for Alaska with measure after measure that would have sent money to the state. Murkowski says Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy dug into the Alaska particulars and learned how expensive it is to deliver health care in the state. Murkowski says their concerns seemed genuine, beyond just courting her vote.
If you can get people intrigued with your state and then willing to help you, that makes all the difference in the world.
Senator Dan Sullivan didn't declare a position on Graham Cassidy either. He issued a statement saying he was convinced the bill would have brought more funds to Alaska. He called the bill compelling, but said they ran out of time to study the effects.